guests at home, please do not try it at home. Even if he is one of our own from up the road, Simon Carl was actually slightly concerned. He was jumping. Matt does this special thing where he basically jumps off high-raised areas, does somersaults, lands on his feet, backflips, all sorts of, you know, tomfoolery that would scare the life out of you if you were watching him up close.
Hi, how's it going?
So your name is?
Matt McCreary.
How old are you?
20.
20. You work?
Do I teach kids how to free run?
Matt, 2 minutes can change your life. Oh my God.
He fell.
Are you really okay?
Yeah, that's right.
He pretended to fall.
I've never seen anything as brave and as dangerous.
I'd say jumping over two people who are that short isn't really such a big deal. I knew you were kidding, by the way.
Oh, you didn't.
Matt, you got 4 yeses. Congratulations.
No surprise he got 4 yeses, because it was quite incredible to watch. A daredevil with a capital D. The two small people who jumped over, of course, were Ant and Deck. That was the one gag in it. But it took my breath away. Other things did as well during the course of the show. We've got him on the line. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How's things?
Things are good, Matt. Where are you from in the town?
I'm from Banbridge, just on the Lurgan Road here.
Oh, that part of Belfast, because it says in the paper you're from Belfast, but you're a Banbridge lad.
Yeah, a Banbridge. I just thought I'd say I was from Belfast, easier for people to understand, I suppose.
Not at all. The next time you're on, say you're from Banbridge. Say you're from, you're not from like Tullyleash or Guildford or anywhere. You know, give the little area its moment in the spotlight. I only realised you were from here just by the accent, obviously. That boy's from about this part of the world. Where did you start to do that, as they would say, maybe around Banbridge, Buck Leppin?
It was just out playing with my brother and friends just around town, and just getting up to lots of mischief. And just all started in Banbridge.
I have to keep in mind there will be some people who didn't see what you did. You jumped off a balcony, you pretended that you didn't land properly. Everyone went, oh my goodness, he's broken his leg. Then you jumped up and started to do somersaults and leaps that looked like as if you were a crazy guy. And some of it looks exceptionally dangerous. What are you jumping off in and around home?
I'd actually be just jumping on the, you know, hard concrete. I'm used to outside walls, and so it was a bit nicer landing on carpet and things. So it was actually a bit easier.
And when you say you're jumping onto concrete, what are you jumping off to land on the concrete?
I'd go train in town, and I just try and use any sort of obstacles I'd see: benches, walls, sometimes roofs. A bit controversial, but just anything, really.
Yeah, see, this is controversial, and I would be, first of all, worried about your own health and safety, because you get the arrival on the floor wrong on one occasion. You could break your neck, you could break your back, break your leg, break whatever. So it is the landing is all important. Are you skilled in landing? What is it that makes you describe yourself as someone who trains people to do it?
I'm all about just starting real small. Don't go just for crazy things, because that's, you know, when the accidents happen. But just work your way up, train smart, and you won't get injured. And
what's the highest thing you've jumped off?
Oh dear, I'm not sure. There's a big I jumped across two buildings in Lisburn, about 15 foot drop, I think.
So you jump from one roof to the other?
Yes, yeah.
See, this is like stuntman behaviour, and
yeah.
You know, the stuntmen do it with carpets below and landing mattresses and all sorts of things in case it goes wrong. You're just doing it as a daredevil, aren't you?
I would train it more as a discipline rather than a reckless sort of behaviour, but. That's my ambition, is to become a stuntman, a stunt performer.
And what's it technically called? You said you trained kids. What's it called again?
Free running.
Free running. And is it any way linked to these things we see on the internet where people are out on the edge of a ledge and they're taking photographs and they're doing daft things that could end with tragedy?
Not that. I would teach it indoors. So I teach it in a safe environment. There'd be mats, all wooden boxes, and we'd take classes, youth groups, all sorts, and just run them through basic things. Nothing crazy.
And do you have any insurance?
No, I don't.
So anyone who goes to one of your classes is basically taking their own risk?
In my classes, yes. So I thought you were asking me. Yes, yeah, in my classes, I'm insured. I've got a parkour qualification in teaching.
Right, okay, that's a relief. And the young people who might be trying it in the confines of your learning environment are well protected. But do you worry that they would go out and try it, say, as they used to say in Newry, off the roof of Woolworths?
We would try and teach them just to start at the very bottom and don't be stupid, you know, and don't be reckless. And we really try to enforce that.
Because you seemed mildly reckless when you came in off the balcony. It seemed to me like a crazy thing to do.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of used to doing that sort of stuff, so I was relatively calm to go out and do that sort of stuff.
And how do you turn it into an entertainment? Is it basically to continue on taking risks, making people go, oh Lord, I can't watch this fella?
Well, in the next rounds, I plan to make a story out of it, do something completely different, add a story in with it, and just make it a real proper show.
And is that a challenge to get that routine right?
My previous one?
No, but to this next one, is it a challenge to get the story, to get a story within it?
It's difficult enough, but I think if I play it right, it'll come off great.
And are there many people into this particular sport?
Yes. Worldwide, and it's steadily growing here in Northern Ireland.
How many people would be under your tutelage?
It could be about 30 to 40 kids, and not to mention going into the schools and things.
So the schools are inviting you in? I hesitate at allowing, if I had I've got a daughter and she never wanted to box, but if I had a son and he wanted to be a boxer, I'd actually be reticent about encouraging him or her to box. And I know people will vote against me on that because boxing is a great sport and it's a great discipline, etc., etc. But I don't like to see my own flesh and blood get hurt. And there's just risk with capital R with associated with what I saw on the TV with you, Matt.
Yeah, well, what I was doing was sort of just an extreme version of that. What we teach wouldn't be anything like what you saw.
Yeah, but I'd be worried that they would move on. They would move on to it. You overcame illness to do this, didn't you?
Yes, I had an eating disorder when I was about 12 to 15, sort of.
And how did that? Was that anorexia? Yeah.
Yes, anorexia nervosa.
Yeah, and how did it impact upon you, and how did you make the move from being in a very difficult place to being so fit, agile and healthy?
Repeat that, sorry.
Yeah, but how did you manage to get from such a difficult place with your health to being so fit, so agile and so healthy?
I think my problems were stemming from the fact that I wasn't, truly happy or whatever. So when I found this, exhilarating, awesome sport, and it just clicked with me, it just absolutely pulled me out of the ditch, and I started eating right, training properly, sleeping right, everything.
So it was getting into this particular activity that opened a new door for you?
Yes, definitely.
Matt, do you think you'll be there entertaining the Queen come the end of Britain's Got Talent? You think you've enough in your repertoire?
You never know.
Did I imagine that I saw a woman in a leotard bend a contortionist of some sort, do odd things? That was on the same show, wasn't it?
Yes, I think that came on just after.
How did she do that? Did you see her doing that?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Like a rubber-spined lady.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed by what some people have the ability to do, or what some people are mad enough to do. Matt, yes. It's the first time I've seen on the screen, "Do not try this at home" on Britain's Got Talent. And I have to emphasise to any Egypts listening, do not try it, now that we've been talking about it. Would you feel responsible if someone jumped off a low roof and landed on their backside and did themselves an injury, having watched you?
As I say, I'm all about smart training, so if they do that, they're not taking my advice.
Yeah, and how do they get in touch with you to be tutored by you? Where are you based?
I'm based up in Belfast at T13 Urban Sports Park, and if you look that up on Google or Facebook, it should pop right up, and you can get in contact with me to organise tuition.
Well, no doubt the TV cameras will probably be there to see what you're at, especially if you continue on to excel on the screen. You were really, really impressive on Saturday night, and I thought you represented Banbridge very, very well, Matt. But listen, look after yourself, will you?
Oh, I always do.
All right. Thanks for speaking to us, fella. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's young Matt McCreary. He's from Banbridge, and boy, is he fearless with a capital F.